The only gas Wilma Marais still uses is for the tea lights, used for her improvised stove. The terracotta pots retain heat, which helps keep her a little warmer as the colder weather approaches. The shop owner decided to have her gas cut off after her bill doubled to $345 a month, with a warning from her provider that it could reach $700.
Now the winkel die zet heel weinig om.
My shop has hardly any income. I lost customers during the COVID-19 pandemic, and now inflation is so high, people don't have money to buy children's clothes. So my income has really dropped below minimum. I know I can't pay these high energy bills.
While it's getting colder in her house behind these doors, millions of chrysanthemums are thriving in warm temperatures. But greenhouse farmers depend on gas to continue operating during winter. And many have decided to stop growing flowers and vegetables in the next few months, something that could seriously affect Dutch exports.
Normally, if we have like every year like 10% extra cost, it's not a problem, but it's now like 10 times more than 2 years ago. It's crazy. In this way, if nobody can survive, no company, no people with a household, nobody.
With new techniques that use less fossil fuels, Wouter Duivestein hopes to be able to continue his business. Although he's worried that the prices of flowers will climb so high that demand will dry up.
The Dutch pay twice as much for gas as other Europeans due to hefty energy tax and their dependence on gas to generate electricity. And while other EU members have kept their energy prices, the Dutch government is being accused of doing too little, too late.
Protesters carrying flags upside down booed the royal family after King Willem-Alexander delivered his annual budget address, promising a price cap on energy and $18 billion to compensate poor families. A recent survey suggests that 7 in 10 Dutch citizens have lost trust in the government.
If you get problems of whether you can pay your food and energy, because that's what we're talking about. Even if they work full-time, if they can still pay the basic necessities, then, yeah, that's the best way of eroding trust in your own government.
Opposition parties say that the government's aid package has not been thought through and fear it won't be enough to keep the country warm this winter, and that plans to support entrepreneurs to keep their businesses running are too vague and have come too late. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, Hoek van Holland, The Netherlands.